Almighty and everlasting Father, we thank you that we are gathered in your name. It is a privilege to be known by your name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, and to gather in your name. And we thank you that you are here in our midst. For you said, where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are. Lord, we thank you for that privilege. Thank you for your awesome presence. Thank you as you guide us through your good word, Lord. Lord, we thank you that we won't leave here the same way as we have come. Lord, we thank you as we hear your word. You flow yourself as the spirit of faith into our hearts. Lord, we drink of the river of your fullness, the river of your spirit. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we are partakers of your divine nature. Lord, we give all the glory. Thank you as you guide us through the scriptures, enlightening the eyes of our understanding. Thank you, Lord of lords. Thank you for your light, for in your light we see light, and with you dwells the fountain of life. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for flooding us with your glory as we hear your word. Lord, we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And everyone says, amen, amen, hallelujah. Please, let's open to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. And we're going to read together verse 44 to 46. Matthew chapter 13 from verse 44 to 46. Thank you, Jesus. Please, once you are there, say amen. Okay, let's go. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Amen. Amen. And so we see from the two accounts of someone seeking something of good value, good treasure, we see that there is a seeking or a searching. There is always a seeking and searching if we want something good, as we see in the scriptures, and we shall see when we look further. One thing we have to understand is that we have the instruction that we should seek God, seek Him, seek the Lord, seek Him. If you look at Psalm 105, verse 4, it says there, seek the Lord and His face, seek His strength forevermore. In other words, seek the Lord, seek His face, and seek His strength. In other words, seek the Lord. God is the strength of Himself. So we seek, and we have to understand, seeking the Lord is not just going everywhere, you know, like when we are searching for a human being. You know, we go about, sometimes we ring, have you found somebody? Oh, I'm looking for him or her. It is not like that, because God is what? Spirit. God is spirit. And so, we have to understand, seeking is the same as searching, really. Seek, you search. So when we see in scriptures the words seek and search, they basically mean the same thing. And so there's always a seeking, there's always a searching. As we see in these two stories, they were digging in the field, digging. So there's always a digging. It's like when you are trying to get water, Maybe you live in a dry land or in the middle of the desert. So you start to dig for water deep down. You start to dig. So there's always a digging. In other words, a searching. Because when we are looking into the Word of God, we are digging, we are searching. We are digging, we are searching. When we are reading the Bible daily, we are digging, we are searching, we are seeking something in the Scriptures, according as it is written. We are seeking, we are searching, we are digging. And so the two men, they kept digging in a field, digging in a particular field. It's not that they were digging, you know, they would dig in a field today, move to another field, move to another, you know, digging all over the place like moles, you know. No, it was a particular field, the particular field of the kingdom of God. God is spirit. And so they kept on digging. And it's the same thing too. You and I, we have to keep searching the Scriptures, keep looking into the Word of God, seeking God through the Scriptures. So they kept digging. It is a particular field. And the field of God's kingdom is His Word. Remember, God and His Word are one and the same. So if you really want to seek or search for God and find Him, it has to be through the Word of God, the Scriptures. God and His Word are one and the same, says John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. So these two men kept digging, 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 till they found something of value. In the first account, the other one sold all that he had to purchase what he found. And so also the second man sold all that he had just to purchase the field that has the good pearl. And we have to understand, if you look at the second account, he was looking for something. Good pearl, good treasure. It's not just any treasure, but good treasure. If you look in the Scriptures, you can have evil or bad treasures as well. So these two gentlemen were looking for good treasure. And we all know only God is good, isn't it? Oh yes, only God is good. Please let's look at Luke chapter 18. We will see it. The man who came to Christ, and look at the reply our Lord Jesus gave to him. Only God is good. So we understand now that the good pearl or the good treasure is of God alone. For only God is good. So Luke 18, please let's read verse 19. Please let's go. And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Please let's read it again. And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. So we see only God is good. And what is the Scriptures telling us? In God's kingdom, we have to search, we have to seek for our God. How do we seek? How do we search? It's not going about for the latest prophets. No, it is the Scriptures. We dig. We search daily. Even if it's one verse, we keep looking into the Word of God. That is you and I searching and seeking for God. And we come to church together, and we also search and seek together under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So we see there's something that we will find when we are searching the Scriptures. The good pearl, the good treasure. And we know only God is good. I tell you, God is our inheritance. God is our treasure. So we see that it is very important for you and I to keep digging, to keep searching, seeking God. All over the scriptures, you will see seek, search, dig. You will see there that it is important for us to obtain something as we are searching, as we are digging. As we are searching and we are digging. Please let's look at Psalm chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. And we will see something there too. Psalm chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. The goodness of God is available for you and I, but we have to search the scriptures. I tell you, when we keep digging and digging, no one who will dig a well and continue to dig and dig, even if you are digging in the desert, one day you will hit a vein of water. I tell you, no matter wherever, even if you go on a mountaintop, and you start to dig with your special tool. One day, you will dig deeper than the mountain, and you continue to dig and dig and dig, and you will hit water. You will hit a vein of water. Incidentally, the scriptures in Psalm 46 says, God is that river, isn't it? And Isaiah chapter 12 made mention of the well of salvation. The well, of course, when you are digging a well, or if you want a well, you have to dig, isn't it? And so you see in the pattern of things in God's kingdom, you have to be digging or searching or seeking. In other words, into the scriptures. Into the scriptures. You have to keep looking. As you are reading the scriptures daily, you are searching, you are seeking, you are digging. So if you are not reading your Bible, you are not seeking, you are not searching, you are not digging to have the river, which is God himself. Please let's read Psalm chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. Please let's go. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in that time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell safely. Amen. So you can see, who will show us good? Our God is good. He will show us good, but we have to dig, dig, dig. He is the river. He is that water, the well of salvation. He is the river, the water in that well, which we have to dig and search and seek for. I tell you, the Bible is like that land where you have to keep digging and searching and seeking to reach the vein of water. And I tell you, the Lord wants us to find him. He wants us to search and reach him. Please let's open back to Matthew chapter 13. And then we will see that the word of God goes with that story, the parable of the two men digging for treasure. Matthew chapter 13. Let's drop down to verse 24 this time. Please let's go. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field. So again, you see the word good. Of course, you have bad seed, which is lies. But the good seed is the word of God. And we know God and his word are one and the same. God and his word are one and the same. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 2. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so God and His Word are one and the same. God is the good seed, and the Word of God is good. God is truth. The Word of God is truth. So God and His Word are one and the same. We have to understand that. So the good pearl, if you are searching the good Word of God, you must get to the good pearl, the treasure. God is the treasure. God is good. His Word is good. We have to understand these things. And Luke chapter 8, verse 11 tells us the Word of God is the seed, isn't it? The good seed. The good seed. So we see clearly, we have to keep searching the scripture. If you want to drink water from a well, if you are thirsty in the desert or in a dry land, and you start to dig, of course you will get to water, and of course you will drink from it. But if you are in the desert or in a dry land and you are thirsty and you don't make effort to dig a well, you won't drink. And yet there's water beneath the land. You may have to dig deeper in the desert than you will dig in a land that is, you know, in a forest. But you still have to dig. And it's the same thing too. If we want the river of living waters to flood our lives, remember, another name for God is that river of living waters. And God and His Word are one and the same. You have to dig into the Word of God so as to get to that river, who is God. The Word of God and God, they go together. God and His Word are one and the same. God and His Word are one and the same. Please, let's look at Matthew chapter 7 from verse 7 to 11. And we'll also look at Luke 11 verses 9 to 13. Is the same account of the same thing, but we need to look at the two so as to understand what the Lord is telling us this morning. Matthew chapter 7 from verse 7 to 11. Please, let's go together. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gift unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Please underline that, good things. But we see right from verse 7, there is a asking, there is a seeking, such seeking. And there is a knocking. And then you will find. You will definitely find. When you start to seek or search the scriptures daily, throughout our days on the face of the earth, we have to be doing that. When we start to search and seek, digging into the Word of God, wanting to know truth, wanting to know God for self, I tell you, one day we will reach water. We will reach river of living waters. We will find Him. He's like a man digging a well for so long. One day, there you will find it. You start to dig. Maybe even if you have a spoon, it will only take years, isn't it? As compared to somebody with a shovel or digger, as compared to somebody with a mechanized digger. No matter what eventually you will find water. No matter how long, keep searching the scriptures. One day you will hit water, a vein of rich water, good water, river of living waters, God himself. And so you will get to know your God yourself. And I tell you, when you are knowing truth for yourself, you are drinking of truth. That is the key. Please, let's open to Luke's account. You have seen it, that the Father in heaven give good things to them that ask him. Those searching, it's like that man searching and found good pearl. God is good. Who is more worthy or as expensive as God? He is the owner of heaven and earth. He created all things. He is the most treasured person in existence. All the money in the world is not up to God, cannot buy God. We give God all the glory. Let's open to Luke chapter 11, and we will see the same account, and we will see what the good thing is, the good pearl. Luke chapter 11 from verse 9 to 13. Please, let's go. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Please underline that. Give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. Yes, we have the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us, the core of our being, but you have to understand that God gives himself several times to you and I. Remember in that upper room, our Lord in John chapter 20 breathed unto them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. And then in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came upon them, their cup to overflowing. And if you look at Acts chapter 4, they were praying again after they were threatened, and the scripture says the Holy Spirit filled them again and again. You see that all over the Bible. And so what is the Lord saying? At the bottom of that well, when you heat water, that is the Holy Spirit. That is the Holy Spirit. And so we can never have enough of him. We need him every time. So when we are searching the scriptures, we start to know God. Remember, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4 says, we should be saved and then come to the knowledge of the truth. Two things. We're saved. We've accepted Christ. Then we need to start digging and searching and seeking the scriptures to know truth, to know God. And I tell you, when we start to know God, when we start to know him and believe what we know, we'll start to drink from the well of salvation. Remember, Christ says, he that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow what? Rivers of living water. Yes, we have believed and we are in his kingdom. But we need to continue to search the scriptures to know him and continue to believe by faith that is flowing. That is why you and I need to keep searching the scriptures. Even if it's one verse, look into the word of God daily. For then, after some time, you start to drink of the river of God. Remember, when somebody is digging a well, initially as they start to dig, they won't find water. Of course, it is that period many have gone through, and because of impatience, they stopped digging. It's like somebody now, you want water. You want to dig a well, and you start to dig. 1 week, after 1 week, you say, okay, I don't think there is water here. Let me go and dig another one. And you dig another one for a week, and you give up again, and you start somewhere else. Do you know that that person will not find water? Because he has not finished the process. Kept aborting the process, starting again, aborting the process, starting again. And then, as compared to someone who was just digging in a particular place, in a particular field, no matter how long, if you continue with the process, of course, it's usually hard. Because to do things in the flesh is hard. But when you've made up your mind and you are determined, the Holy Spirit will take over. And it will start to be enjoyable. He will start to help you. And then one day, you hit the river of what? Understanding. You start to understand the scriptures by the understanding of the Holy Spirit. In other words, you hit the well or the river. You've hit water. Understanding has come. And so you start to understand the scriptures. And when you start to understand the scriptures, joy. Look at that merchant who found a good pearl. Joy. When joy came into him and he went to sell all that he has just to purchase that field that has the good pearl. And it's the same thing too. When you start to understand the scriptures, joy unspeakable comes into you. But if you don't search, how can you understand what you are not looking into? How can you know God if you are not searching the scriptures? How can you understand the scriptures if you are not looking at it? And if you are just looking, maybe today, you look today because you've heard, okay, start reading the Bible, and then next Sunday, you will look again at it. It's like somebody starting to dig a well, gives up, and starts another well in another place, and you see that that is haphazard. It will not get to the heating the water. You will not have access to the good pearl, also known as the river of living waters, also known as the river of understanding of the scriptures. And I tell you, it will be your fault. It will be your fault. Please, let's open to John chapter 5, verse 39. Everybody that is born again, we see it in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, that we are to be saved and come to the what? Knowledge of truth. Each one of us have to know God. Each one of us have to know God. Remember, the scripture says that the knowledge of the glory of God shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. The waters. The waters of understanding. The waters of the knowledge of God. We will understand and know God, each one of us, if we are determined to know Him. Please let's read John chapter 5, verse 39. Please let's go. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Search the scriptures. So we've seen it now. The seeking and the searching is now qualified. The scriptures is not going all over the place looking for God. God and his word are one and the same. So search the scriptures. Another name for the word of God is scriptures. It is also called the word of God. It is also called truth. For God is truth. God and his word are one and the same. Please let's read John chapter 5, verse 39 again together. Please let's go. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. They speak of me. If you want to know me, the knowledge of Christ, who is truth. Remember, he says in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father except by me, because he has the same glory of the Father, the same truth. He is the word of God, filled with all of truth and power. So we see, we search the scriptures. The scriptures is also called the gospel of Jesus. The gospel of Jesus. The gospel of Yeshua. The word of God. The testimony of Jesus. God and his son are one and the same. God is pillar of truth, Mount Zion. His son is also the great mountain, the rock hewn out of the great mountain that grew to a great mountain too, because it's the same truth. Remember, so mightily grew the word of God. Truth will always grow and prevail. So when you search the scriptures, you are knowing God. The Son of God is God. The same knowledge of the Son of God is the same of the Father. So when we are digging, we are searching, we are seeking the scriptures, we come to the knowledge of the truth. We start to know truth. River of understanding will start to flow. We start to understand the scriptures. We have reached water. We have reached water. We have access to what is in the well. And so again, we see, search the scriptures. It's very clear. Search the scriptures. Please, let's open to Acts chapter 17. And we see these wise believers of God. They had the fear of God. They have a heart to know God for themselves. I tell you, that is a great key. The reason why God tells you and I is not only pastors, is not only prophets. Everyone to search the scriptures. Have you accepted Christ? Search the scriptures. That is God's instruction. Seek God. Seek his face. Seek his strength. Seek him for evermore. Search the scriptures. Every one of us. So that we will know God for ourselves. We will know truth. We will know him. We will know him. And then when we start to know him, we'll start to drink of him. We'll start to drink of him. And when we are drinking of him, we are drinking life. We are drinking all that God is. We're drinking power. We're drinking peace, righteousness. We're drinking all that God is, and only he knows. And so we see these wise people here obeying the instruction of God to search the scriptures. They kept on. It was their daily practice. And here Paul went to preach Christ to them. Please let's read from verse 10 to 12. of Acts 17. Please let's go. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who, coming thither, went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Please underline that. Searching the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Even as we're hearing the word right now, you are expected to jot down notes and to go and look if all what you are hearing is so in scriptures. And you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Verse 12 says, therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. You can see, not a few. So these were diligent men and women who were searching the scriptures at home daily. They want to know truth for themselves. They want to know God for themselves. They have a heart to know God. They have a heart to know God and live according as He wants. They have a heart to know truth. And the way of truth, the way truth is, the way to live according to truth. So they have a heart to know God. They have a heart to know God. Please let's open to Isaiah chapter. Okay, let's look at Jeremiah chapter 29 first. And then, so they have a heart. So they have a heart to know God. Are you born again? You have to allow the Holy Spirit to search your heart. Do you really want to know God for yourself? Or you just want to leave knowing of God to pastors and to others? And of course, how will you know whether what they are preaching is in the scriptures? And I tell you, it is a recipe for veering off, being led astray. But you can't blame anyone. It is you. You did not have the desire to know truth. You really don't want to know truth. And so perhaps you don't care if you believe wrong things. But of course, if it's that out of sheer carelessness, there's a time to return back to looking into the Word of God yourself, to know truth, to know your God. And of course, when you start to know truth, you will start to know the way of truth. In other words, what the way God will expect you and I to do things as He will do them. Please, let's read Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. Please let's go. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Please let's go again. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. See a great key when we are looking into the scriptures with all of our heart. A heart that truly wants to know God and obey God. You want to know God. You want to do things and submit to Him. I tell you, you will find God. In other words, you will reach that vein of water in a well. It means as you start to search the scriptures daily, you are digging to get to the river of living waters. Please, let's open to Proverbs 23 and verse 26. Proverbs 23 and verse 26. Okay, let's go. My son, give me thine heart and let thine eyes observe my ways. Please, let's read it again. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26. Let's go. My son, give me thine heart and let thine eyes observe my ways. You can see the ways of God goes with truth, isn't it? Give me your heart. In other words, search for me with your heart, with a heart that truly wants to know truth and do truth. You really want to know God yourself, because truth is God. God is truth. Remember, Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Another name for the word of God is truth. God is truth, and his word is truth. John chapter 17, verse 17 says, sanctify them by thy truth, thy word is truth. So, if you want to know truth, if you want the knowledge of truth, it means you want to know God. God and his word are one and the same. Through the word of God, we know the person of God. We know the way of God. God is truth. He has his way. So the way of truth is by the word of God when we are looking daily. Amen. Hallelujah. Please let's open to Isaiah chapter 11. So when we start to dig, we start to search, it may take months. Keep digging. One day you will reach the river of understanding. You will start to understand the scriptures. You will start to drink of the understanding of the Holy Spirit. You will start to understand. When I started reading the scriptures, initially too, I used to think, okay, I know it, but when I discuss later, I will realize I veered off. Oh, it's not what the scripture says. I was not discouraged. I continued. I think after about 3 or 4 months, one day I just realized, oh, I'm understanding. It was so joyous. The same Bible appeared to be what? Opened, and then, you know, understand. Remember, the scripture says in Psalm 36 verse 9 that with you dwells the what? Fountain of life. In your light we see light. So the scriptures that I was reading prior to the time I realized, oh, I can understand, but not my own understanding. It's the understanding of the Holy Spirit. It was awesome. And then over the years, the understanding had what? Increased. The river of understanding increasing daily, year by year. But before I realized that I could understand, about 3 or 4 months, it was like, oh, okay. But after some time, I stopped, like, okay, trying to see if I know. No, I just continue to read. I continue to read. I will read it every day by the grace of God. Grace took over. It was no longer trying. No. Automatically, by the strength of God, I will, you know, it was like, I make sure I do every other thing quickly so as to meet that period of my study. And I tell you, initially, it was tough, but grace took over. The digging, the searching of the scriptures, once you have the heart to know, and once you are willing to do the word of God, you want it with all of your heart, grace will take over. And then you will start to see newly, not with your mind, but the Lord enlightening the eyes of your spirit man, the eyes of your understanding, supplying the understanding of the scriptures to you. And you will start to know truth, know your God for yourself. Please let's open to Isaiah chapter 11 and let's read verses 2 and 3. Okay, let's take it from verse 1 to 3. Please let's go. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of the knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Please let's note verse 3. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Please underline that. Understanding. When we reach that vein, that well of water, you know, that place of water, as we are digging, understanding of the scriptures is first and foremost. Remember, 1 John chapter 5, verse 20 says, understanding has come through Christ Jesus. And we have the Holy Spirit, who is also the Spirit of understanding. He is the living waters, river of the water of life. Remember, the candlestick represents him too as well. And the seven parts of the candlestick, you have understanding there. So, understanding. And so again, verse 3, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reproved after the hearing of his ears. So we see understanding. Now you realize why the two merchants went to sell all that they had. They went to sell all that they had because understanding of the Lord had come. Understanding of the Lord had come. And that is the beginning of receiving great things from God. That is the beginning. Because when you start to understand, revelation knowledge of the scriptures will follow. If you don't understand, how can you know? And you will start to partake of everything that pertains to life and godliness. And you will start to drink, receive great and mighty things of God. And now you understand. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you are hearing the word of God daily, you are seeking and searching. You are digging into the scriptures. In fact, into the person of God, because God and his word are one. You want to know him? You know him by his word. Everything God is in his word. Everything the word says God is, so is God. God and his word are one and the same. So the field you will dig into, it is the field of the word of God. It is the Bible. And when you start to search, one day you will start to understand the scriptures. Please let's turn to 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. And please also write Luke chapter 24. Now we have to understand that in Luke chapter 24, remember, after his resurrection, he has not appeared to the disciples. Two of them were on the way to Emmaus, and Christ met them on the way. And they were discussing about things, saying, and we thought he's the one to restore the kingdom to Israel, to deliver us from the Romans. You know, they were using the understanding of the mind, you know, the natural understanding to interpret the scriptures, which many of us, we do, and we've done in the past. And we did not know God. And I tell you, even as believers, if we continue to use the mind, you know, our own natural understanding to look into the scriptures, no, we won't come to the knowledge of the truth. And I tell you, it is flesh. We will soon give up and stop reading the scriptures. But look, Christ started to expound. He opened the mind of their understanding, supplying his own understanding as he was teaching them. And it's the same thing too. If we pray before we study the Bible for the Holy Spirit to guide us through the scriptures in the name of Jesus, he will supply the understanding. Of course, initially, when we start to search, we won't understand. But keep at it. It may be 3 months. It may be 4 months. It may even be 1 month, depending on your heart and God. It may be a year. It may be many years, but stick at it. And so he started to teach them. Remember, it's the same glory of Christ that is the Holy Spirit. The same thing Christ does, so does the Holy Spirit. And so he started to expound to them the scriptures. Remember, every Jew in those days, I don't know now, they are versed in the scriptures. If you see the testimony Paul wrote concerning Timothy, as a child, as children, they were studying the scriptures. They knew it. They would quote it. But the understanding is not there. And so Christ supplied the understanding. And they said, and our heart was burning within us as he explained. He made us to understand the scriptures. And it's the same thing too. This is what we're talking about. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of understanding. Please let's read 1 John chapter 5 verse 20. Please let's go. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. So you can see, we need the river, the Holy Spirit. He's the spirit of understanding. He's the spirit of knowledge. He's also called the spirit of faith. He has to guide us, helping us in the digging. And I tell you, when we reach water, we keep drawing from the water to drink as we continue to search the scriptures. As we continue to search the scriptures, we are drinking of that river. We continue to drink of the river of God. We continue to receive of his fullness. Ephesians chapter 4 made mention that in that, you know, as we are growing in the knowledge of God, we are what? Receiving, partaking of the fullness of Christ. So you can see, if we want anything from God, you have to dig into the scriptures. For God and his word are one and the same. Through his word, he will supply himself help, grace, power, life, divine intervention. But you have to dig. Please, next time, we'll be looking at what is that good pearl? What, you know, the things we will enjoy from that good pearl. and we give God all the glory. Our God is good. So we know Christ has given us the Holy Spirit. He wants you and I to partake of his glory. Please let's write these scriptures so that we will read it at home, and then we'll be talking about it next time. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 to 24. Proverbs chapter 8, from verse 1 to 20. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 32 to 35. And then Job chapter 28, from verse 7 to 20. Jeremiah chapter 31, from verse 12 to 14. Am I going too fast? Job chapter 28, I repeat, from verse 7 to 20. Jeremiah chapter 31, from verse 12 to 14. Zechariah chapter 9, from verse 9 to 17. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Isaiah chapter 55, from verse 1 to 6. Amen, amen. And so we see a great key. Please let's thank God for the word of God, and as we are thanking him, let's open to Psalm 42. Lord, we thank you for your word. We give you all the glory. Thank you, thank you. We've heard your word. Thank you for hearts that are willing to seek you and to give you our heart. Our heart seeking to know you more and more, and your way, truth, and the way of truth. Lord, we give you our heart. Everyone under the sound of my voice, thank you for willingness, Lord, to search the scriptures and to know you for self, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And always, when we come to church, or we want to zoom in, as we say, it is good to write what you want to ask your God and accompany it with scriptures, so that we'll all pray in the spirit of agreement. You'll be looking into your scriptures according to the request you've brought before God. And then we will all pray together. Please let's open to Psalm 42. And you will see it that the psalmist was in trouble, and his soul was troubled concerning the things of life. Let's take it from verse 4. Please let's go. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hammonites, from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water sprouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. So we see the psalmist coming to the house of God to also ask God for help. Please let's turn to Psalm 121. So we have to cultivate that habit. Every problem of life, ask God. Accompany it with scriptures. That is part of the reason why you and I have to keep searching the scriptures. For then he will minister to us the one we are supposed to use concerning that particular trouble of life. Please let's read Psalm 121. Please let's go. Verse 1 and 2. Please let's go. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So we have to cultivate the habit of asking God. Please let's flip forward to Psalm 145. We cry out to him. And that is why we have to be searching the scriptures. If you want God to help you, you have to start to know him, start to seek him. In our days on the face of the earth, the scripture says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God delivers him from them all. And so we have to understand that God is truth. God and his word are one and the same. We cry out to God based on the word of God that we understand and know and believe by faith. Faith is important, but faith helps us to believe the word of God. If we are not looking into the word of God daily, faith cannot flow into our hearts. We have to understand. God will only flow faith into your heart and my heart if we are looking into the word of God. Psalm 145, please let's read verse 18. Please let's go. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. So we see the word of God is important. If you want to make a request to God, it has to be his word. You have to search the scriptures and use it to pray. And so I believe we all have our scriptures, and let us lift it up and spend some few minutes. Let's first thank him before we pray, that he is a God who heareth and answereth prayer. He has already answered even before we call. And so let's thank him that every request is already done. Even as we open to Matthew 18, we are going to use that as in agreement together. So let's thank him. Lord, we thank you. Every request is already done. For Lord, you are a father who give good things to your children. And Lord, you love to take care of us. Lord, we bless you. Thank you for every prayer request is already done. Lord, we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. So please let's open to Matthew chapter 18 so that you will see what we're doing is in line with the word of God and is the way of God. Matthew 18, and let's read verses 19 and 20 together. Remember the story of Hannah, Samuel's mother. She went to the house of God to make a demand of her need concerning God. We have to learn to speak our needs according to the word of God to our God. But one thing is this, is we cannot do that successfully without looking into the Word of God daily. Remember, to not hear the Word of God is sin, or it is abomination before God. So please, let's read Matthew 18 verses 19 and 20 together. Please, let's go. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. We give God all the glory. He's in our midst. Even those zooming in, we give God all the glory. We are joined by the same Spirit of God, and we thank God that we are all in agreement. So for the next few minutes, speak your need with that scripture. Ask Him, and then thank Him. Even as you are speaking, that He has heard you. In the name of Jesus, ask. In the name of Jesus, ask. In the name of Jesus, we give God all the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, as you move your people to make prayer as you want us to do, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every one of us here, all those zooming in, everyone joining in, Lord, we thank you, Holy Spirit, as you speak through us your word, in the name of Jesus, concerning those things we want the Lord to do for us according to the word of God. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we give you all the glory. You are a God of mercy. You are a God of loving kindness and tender mercies. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for moving the hearts of your children, we your children, to pray as you want us to pray. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.